From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. It's down with the old, in with the new in Eureka. According to the Redwood Times, the building occupying part of the Eureka site where restaurant chains like In-N-Out Burger, Chipotle Mexican Grill, and Mod Pizza will soon set up shop is scheduled to be demolished by the end of the month. The goal is to have In-N-Out up and running by the end of the year. Chipotle and Mod Pizza could be operational by spring of next year. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office needing the public's help locating a missing 4-year-old girl. 4-year-old Ariana Bemis Ibe of Oreck reported missing by her father this week. She failed to return from a scheduled visit with her mother. According to the father, on May 14th at about 8 p.m., the girl went on an overnight custody visit with her mother, 37-year-old Delise Lally Jones. Jones failed to bring Bemis Ibe to daycare the following morning, as previously agreed to in terms of the visitation. A vehicle associated with Jones was located nearby her last known residence in the Eureka area. Attempts to contact Jones have been unsuccessful, and the case is being investigated as a child custody concealment case. Jones does not have legal custody of the girl and is in violation of a custody order. Ariana is described as a white female, 3'6", 50 pounds, blue eyes, and dirty blonde hair. Delise Lally Jones, described as a white female, 5'11", 215 pounds, blue eyes, and brown hair. Jones is believed to be associated with a 1997 green Chevy pickup, California license plate 7Z4318. Fortuna may be taking a closer look at allowing commercial cannabis down the road. A town hall on the topic's being considered, but nothing definite in terms of a date, maybe next month. Fortuna has had a long-standing moratorium on it, and that's caused some conflict with Humboldt County, where the legal cannabis industry is in full swing. City Manager Merritt Perry says perhaps there are certain cross-sections of the pot industry that Fortuna could put to use. The City of Arcata Energy Committee hosting a Climate Action Plan workshop coming up on Monday. Local governments and the county are working in partnership to create a regional climate action plan. Arcata is developing solutions to address climate change. The workshop will focus on current greenhouse gas emissions and recommended actions the community can take to reduce those. Potential actions including sustainable land use, low carbon transportation, building energy efficiency, zero waste, carbon sequestration, and other actions. Following the presentation, attendees can have the opportunity to provide feedback and offer ideas on how the city can respond to climate change. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.